Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Members of the U.S. House's far-right Freedom Caucus are still speaking out strongly against the debt ceiling agreement proposed by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. NPR's Vincent Accavino has the latest.
At a gathering outside the Capitol, Chip Roy and other members of the Freedom Caucus urged fellow Republicans not to vote for the proposed debt ceiling deal.
We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow.
When reporters asked if that means some Republicans will try and vacate the House Speaker from his position if the deal is passed, Congressman Dan Bishop raised his hand. Top negotiators on the GOP side who helped craft the bill remain optimistic it will pass through the House. The vote could happen as early as Wednesday. Vincent Accavino, NPR News.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Raul Bali has more on today's announcement from the Carter family.
In a statement released by the Carter Center, the family says the 95-year-old former First Lady continues to live happily in her Georgia home with former President Jimmy Carter. Back in February, he entered hospice care at home after a series of hospital stays. In their statement, the family expressed hope that sharing this news about the former First Lady will lead to more conversations about mental health. The Carter family also notes her longtime advocacy for mental health and caregivers in particular. For NPR News, I'm Raul Bally in Atlanta.
Some of the Russian capital's most well-known districts, including site of the president's home, have come under attack. What may be Ukraine's biggest ever drone strike? President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's air defenses are being bolstered against what he calls terrorist activity from Ukraine, which Russia invaded last year. Armenian activists, academics, and journalists were hacked with electronic spyware, according to a new investigation by several digital rights organizations. The infections took place during an ongoing deadly conflict with neighboring Azerbaijan. NPR's Jen McLaughlin has more.
For years, territorial disputes between former Soviet republics Armenia and Azerbaijan have led to cycles of bloodshed and fragile peace talks. But now, Armenian civil society members have been victims of sophisticated electronic surveillance as well. That's according to a new report from digital rights organization Access Now, the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto, and others. According to the researchers, this is one of the first times that spyware, specifically from infamous Israeli company NSO, has been used during an international conflict. The researchers conclude the cyber infections were related to the conflict in the border region between 2020 and 2022. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
This is NPR. Disgraced entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes is in federal prison. The 39-year-old mother of two reported to authorities in Texas today to begin serving her 11-year sentence for defrauding investors, capping a dramatic fall from a decade ago when the blood testing startup Theranos was the darling of Silicon Valley. She and her former partner, Sunny Balwani, told investors at the time that Theranos would revolutionize healthcare with a technology that could quickly screen for diseases with a prick of a finger and a few drops of blood. It attracted hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, but a series of articles would later expose dangerous flaws in Theranos' technology. Volunteering to help others lower the risk of mental and behavioral health problems in adolescents. That's according to a new study published in JAMA Network Open. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has more.
The researchers used data from the National Survey of Children's Health and found that adolescents who volunteered between 2019 and 2020 had a lower risk of anxiety. Volunteering was also associated with a lower risk of behavioral problems in children and teens. The study did not find a link between volunteering and depression. But the parents of kids who volunteered were more likely to report that their children were flourishing and in excellent or very good health. Previous research also shows that volunteering in adolescence is linked to a lower chance of having depression and risky behaviors in adulthood. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
The Dow is down more than 100 points. It's NPR News.